Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Headline in the Sun-Times today, tourism upswing. Chicago saw 6.5% more visitors in 2024, but remains behind pre-pandemic figures. The new president and CEO of Choose Chicago, the official destination marketing organization for the city of Chicago, is Kristen Reynolds, who joins us now. Kristen, welcome to our show and welcome to our great city.
Thank you so much. It's truly an honor to be here.
So I guess the mission, one of the missions, would be to get these numbers back to where they were pre-pandemic. In your experience in the Northeast, and you were the president and CEO of Discover Long Island, do you have some ideas that work there that may work here?
Yeah, well, social media, talking about branding, marketing, making sure you get the word out. That's the most important thing. Is tourism is an incredibly competitive industry, and every destination is trying to lure the same visitors from across the globe as we are. So the one that shouts the loudest and has the most exposure wins usually.
How concerned are you about the economy, the tariffs, these consumer confidence numbers we're hearing about? People are nervous about spending, aren't they?
Absolutely, and that does impact tourism. So we are definitely concerned. Tourism is not only an emotional purchase, it's usually made from discretionary funds. So we are definitely impacted when the economy is suffering or challenged. So it's definitely something we are focused on.
And talk a little bit about our image now. No secret that we've had some problems with crime in some of the areas of the city that that are the tourist areas. And how do you combat that in terms of our face to the rest of the country and the rest of the world, for that matter?
Yeah, I think it's a great point, because it is really, the word you said is image. It's not, you know, necessarily the reality of being in Chicago. My experience thus far is I walk all around this city. I feel completely safe. I was with 50,000 of my closest friends last night at Beyonce, and I walked through the park by myself at 11 o'clock at night. I've been taking the trains and the buses to go around Chicago. And it really is incredible. And I'm from New York, so I definitely, you know, it's not to be naive, and we all have to be vigilant wherever we are. But Chicago is a really beautiful, wonderful city where there are, you know, tens of thousands of wonderful interactions every single day. So the way to combat that is to really amplify the positive things that happen with the millions of people here every single day, and not focus on, you know, the one or two negative things.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. Unfortunately, the headlines in the news, we're not going to be reporting that Kristen Reynolds had a great time with many, many people downtown, and nothing happened. You know what I mean? That's not in the news. That's not news.
Well, that's true, but you know, that's our job at Choose Chicago. So, you know, in Long Island, we had 11 different social media channels with over 10 million followers, and that's how you spread the message, is through organizations like Choose Chicago. That's our job, and that's what we aim to do.
Let's talk a little bit about the numbers. Now, we mentioned Chicago saw more visitors in 2024. Overall crime numbers are down. But how concerned are you with the numbers about travel, international and domestic? And this ties into our concerns about the economy. How does that affect Chicago, and how do you deal with that?
Well, you know, the good news is that we just announced 2024, 55 million visitors, over $20 billion in economic impact, and those are incredible numbers. In fact, in 2024, we for the first time, topped 2 million international visitors. So the good news is we go into this year, this uncertain year, with very positive and strong momentum, and hopefully that will, you know, allow us to remain steady as we get through and navigate these times. But yes, it is definitely, you know, the international visitors are a concern. Again, a really positive thing is we're getting ready to welcome IPW here in Chicago in June. That is the largest international travel trade show in the country. It will bring about 6,000 people, vetted travel buyers and influencers from around the world, And, you know, no better place right now during this, you know, sentiment of the United States to come to Chicago and say, we are still a welcoming city. We still embrace diversity. We embody all those American values that you love. So we're really honored to try and keep the international visitor spotlight on Chicago.
Now, not just Chicago, but around the state, there are some troubling numbers. In Illinois, the hotel industry showing some worrying signs with 70% reporting cancellations from international travelers. So it's a tough time to be promoting any tourism really right now, isn't it?
It is. You know, I've been in this industry for almost 30 years. And so I've been through recessions, I've been through pandemics, I've been through, you know, 9/11, and we face challenging times, and we always overcome, and we find ways to navigate and mitigate the losses and capitalize on the benefits. So that's what we will do here at Choose Chicago.
Just get Beyonce to do more concerts here. That'll bring the people
right.
in, won't it?
I mean, you're onto something there. I love it. Beyonce and Taylor Swift. Every other weekend, they can switch off.
There you go. Well, listen, good luck to you, because if you're successful and tourism is up, it benefits all the citizens of this great city. And I hope that you will remember us here, because we'd love to help you promote or publicize anything that helps Chicago.
Well, I appreciate you and that so much. I will tell you, I've felt so warmly welcomed here in the city of Chicago in my new home. I'm really grateful to be here, and I appreciate all of the support.
Kristen Reynolds, the new president and CEO of Choose Chicago. We will be talking to you, I'm sure, I hope, and we will meet again here on the radio soon.
Thanks, Bob.